Hello.
Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Okay. How you can help me is I was charged for a gadget, some kind of extra gadget or something for $5.74, $5.74, and I just want to know what it is.
Okay, I'll be glad to assist you with that. What's your zip code?
46808.
Okay, what's the first and last name on the account?
Mary Metzger. That's MEDSKER.
Okay, give me one moment while I try to retrieve this name.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not pulling that name. Let me try something else.
Okay.
Okay. So for security purpose, can you verify your address for me?
1935 Eminence Break Pass, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46808.
Okay. Okay, I do have that address. I'm verified. We're just waiting on the system to load up. It's running kind of slow, so just bear with me. A few moments. I
Yeah.
do apologize, but as soon as it comes up, I'll be able to better assist you by getting into the account
Okay.
fully. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just waiting. I'm still on the system to load. Like I said, I do apologize, so just bear with me,
It's
please.
okay.
Okay, thank
Oh,
you.
sure. No problem. No
Yes,
problem.
ma'am.
Okay.
So yes, ma'am, I do see that account. You signed up for a sweepstake entry to pay the shipping and handling charge if you were receipt if you had won the sweepstakes, but that was a sweepstakes, and the charge for the 6732, that just the monthly membership charge that comes in if you don't opt out that's mentioned within the terms and the conditions that you sign up to. So that's just the monthly membership charge.
What is?
The 6732.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it. It came up on my Capital One Walmart card, and I don't use that card for anything
Yes, ma'am.
other
When you
than,
signed
oh.
up to pay the shipping and handling charge for the sweepstakes for the kitchenware sweepstake
I didn't
entry.
know. Yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't do it. No. Mm-mm.
So you didn't sign up for the to pay the shipping charge?
No.
Okay,
no.
So do we will consider that if someone doing fraud, and we take that very seriously. So I will have to send you over to the fraud department.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but the charge, the 6732 charge, it didn't even go through. It was declined anyway. But she was still like to go. Yeah, you still want to go to
that? That should have been a red flag right there. That wasn't. I didn't do it.
That's why we're gonna send it to fraud and let them open up an investigation.
Okay, hon. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so just give me one moment and bear with me while I notate the account. So it can go to fraud, so they'll know what to look into.
Okay.
Okay. One moment. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold. One moment.
Sure. All right.
Okay, ma'am, I'm here. I was just notating your account so I can get ready to close it out before I send it to the fraud department. So whenever you're ready, I can give you your cancellation code.
Okay, let me get a paper and pen here.
Okay.
And it's... Okay, all right. I'm ready.
So the cancellation code is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262.
Uh-huh. 811.
Mm-hmm.
811. 697.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
I have that notated and canceled, and I'm going to get ready and send it over to the fraud department. So just hold for me. I'm going to put you back on a brief hold while I get ready to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I give them this, and I give them this cancellation code, right?
You can put they're just going to ask you some questions about your account. Yeah. You said you didn't sign up for this. And they're just going to talk to you about it. So just give me one moment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I do have your account ready to transfer over to Pride. So I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day and hold for one moment.
Okay. And you too.
Thank you.